The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Well, the High Court in London today considered an appeal of the dismissal of a terror charge against NECAP's Liam O'Gohany. This afternoon, our reporter Ellen Butler is in London and joins me now. Ellen, before we get to what happened today, you might remind us of what charge was put against Liam O'Gohany and how we've come to today's appeal.
Yeah, Ciara, so your listeners will be familiar that Liam O'Gohany, who goes by the stage name Makara, was before the courts in London on three occasions last year. This all centres around a NECAP gig in London back in November 2024, where it's alleged Makara displayed a Hezbollah flag. Now, Hezbollah is a proscribed organisation here in the UK. And subsequently, a charge was brought against him in May of 2025 under the UK Terror Act. Now, it went before the courts, Westminster magistrates, and ultimately, as the defence argued, under the law here in the UK, you must bring a charge like this within 6 months of the alleged incident happening, and with permission from the Attorney General. And the magistrate ultimately agreed with the defence that that was not done. The charge was brought 6 months and one day after the alleged offence happened and threw the charge out of court. Now, today, the Crown Prosecution Service is appealing that decision here at the High Court.
Okay, and I know that appeal today was lengthy and incredibly complex. Can you give us a sense of the grounds that the Crown Prosecution Service were bringing this appeal?
Yeah, it was very lengthy, Ciara, and I suppose at appeal stage you're getting into the really detailed technicalities of the whole thing. So the Crown Prosecution Service here was arguing that it all weighs on how this law in particular is interpreted. And to be honest, now they're going right back to when the law was passed in Parliament and what the MPs at the time intended for the law to do. So it's arguing, like I say, just that the Attorney General's permission wasn't needed when the charge was brought, but rather it was needed before the first court appearance in June. So that's really the basic basis of their argument. Now, the defence also gave evidence today, defence for Makara, that is, senior counsel Jude Bunting, and arguing basically that they're trying to argue that the charge was brought on the 21st of May, but also again then on the 22nd of May, and that ultimately this centres around human error. It's nothing to do with the statutory scheme as such.
Okay, so we haven't got a result today, but proceedings have finished. What did the judge say?
Yeah, so the judge here, Andrew Edis, he's a Lord Justice at the High Court, listened patiently, as we all did, to the evidence right since 10:30 this morning. He indicated just before lunch that he was going to reserve judgment, and then later this afternoon confirmed he would reserve judgment. So that means he's not making a decision today. Now, just before we wrapped up, he did outline that he doesn't believe another hearing will be necessary, because we did think this was going to roll on again to another day, but rather that he's going to come to a conclusion and circulate that decision online. So that he didn't give an indication as to when that will be, but at a later date we should finally, you would think, get a conclusion to this saga. Now, if he does agree with the Crown Prosecution Service here, it will go back then to magistrates level for the charge to be pushed to Liam O'Gohany.
Okay, so usually when they appear at court in the UK, there's a huge crowd. They're a big fanfare. I see numbers were smaller today, but tell me about who were in attendance and if NECAP themselves all turned up.
Yeah, so look, this has definitely been a spectacle. Like I say, those last three appearances over the summer, huge crowds gathered outside the courts. Now, as you say, slightly smaller numbers today, I'd reckon about 150. I think probably the novelty of the whole thing has worn off, Ciara, but also, as mentioned, you know, it's getting into real legal jargon now, so possibly people are losing sight as to what this is all about. But we had NECAP supporters, the majority, I would say, British people here. A couple of Irish voices. I was actually surprised the majority were middle-aged people. It wasn't like they were kind of Gen Z NECAP supporters as such. It was people who were quite exercised about the fact that the British state here seems to be coming down hard on Palestinian supporters. So Palestinian flags, Irish flags flying here. A stage was actually erected outside the Royal Courts of Justice where musicians were playing some music. We had John Finucane and Paul Maskey, Sinn Féin MPs in the north speaking, and just trying to, I suppose, draw attention to what is happening here.
All right, Ellen Butler, thank you for bringing us all of that information after what sounded like a pretty heavy day in the High Court in London. The judge there saying that he is going to publish his decision online, but no timeline yet for when that result might come through. Ellen Butler in London for us.
The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Need a reason to smile? Comfort Dental has you covered with new patient exams, including x-rays, for just $19. That's right, only $19 to get started on a healthier, brighter smile. With convenient locations, flexible hours, including evenings and Saturdays, and a team that truly cares, Comfort Dental makes dental care easy and affordable. No gimmicks, no stress, just quality care when you need it. Get comfortable with Comfort Dental. Call or visit ComfortDental.com today.